VE1EP VHRH1. VE1EP VA3HY. VA3HY, sir.
VA. 3HRY, V1ECHO, Papa. Go ahead, Henry, over.
Hey, there he is. Good morning, Emil. Just wondering if you got my answer to your question.
I did, and lo and behold, V1ECHO Papa-1 looks like it's still beaconing. Let me just double check this. Yeah, I'm over there almost entering Ecuador. Let me just check and see here when that was. Standby 1. Yeah, your page really lit my interest. And I'm monitoring HandCam Live there, by the way, for Al. Over.
Yeah, okay. sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I don't know what balloon you're talking about. Over.
It's telling me that my balloon beacon, August the 15th, and it's at 13,860 meters. Over.
Okay. Well, that's good news. I haven't used that site in, quite some time, Emil. But I remember I had it on my phone. That's how I was able to get it so quick. Over.
Yeah, I gotta double check this information. 490 days is what it's telling me.
Well, if that site is saying that it's got to be accurate, you aimed me to that site when we first started talking about PICOs, and it seemed to keep up with information, so it's probably accurate.
B3HRYV5AL.
Hey, good morning, Pierre. Go ahead. Just a guy I wanted to talk to, VA3HRY.
Yeah, good morning, Henry. How are you doing? I heard you was on the QSO with Emil, and after that, everything was dead. I don't know what happened. Back to you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I didn't clear. Emil didn't clear nothing. I went back to my coffee, and I'm trying to change some settings on my Wires X here in the QTH. You know, I don't have a station in here, but I'll try to do some changes to the Wires X so that when I put it back into the minivan, hopefully everything will be running. Pierre, you suggested to use a brake cleaner on my bicycle. So I took a look at the Canadian Tire on the website, their brake cleaners, and they've got a whole range of stuff. By any chance, do you have a can laying around, or do you know the brand or anything? You know, I want to buy the right stuff. So would you be able to take a picture or send me a link or anything, so I can buy the right can? And you know what I mean? VE5AL, VA3HRY.
Absolutely. I have a can in my basement. I'm not sure if I have your phone number. I'm not sure. Now I'm confused. But do you have my phone number, by the way, Henry?
Yeah, we've got we've exchanged numbers, so you've got it. That's the most convenient way of doing it. It doesn't have to be done now. You don't have to run down to the basement and do it now. It can wait all day, today, tomorrow, because, again, I'm not going to do this until I put the bicycle away. So got plenty of time.
All right, no problem. Well, I have nothing to do anyhow, so I will in about 10, 15 minutes. Is that okay?
Well, Capitaine, it could be 10 or 15 hours. It'd be fine. Not a problem. Yeah. Like I said, I'm just sitting back here enjoying my coffee and sending a text to a friend of mine here in town, another ham radio operator, with Wires X. So he wants to change some settings so I can get into his notes, so that's what I'm doing now. And we want to be sure that we've got our information correct. Because when it comes to digital, you know, one number can it can mess up everything. Go ahead, Pierre.
All right, no problem at all. All right, I will be QRT, and I will be back a little bit later, maybe half an hour. VE3HRYV5LPolyMA will be QRT, 73.
Yeah, 73 Pierre and Melcy, VA3HR1.